London has a black tie dinner virtually every night of the year. The sports ball's different.
Here at the Sports Ball on Park Lane, the UK's finest athletes are coming together in support of SportsAid, a charity which helps the country's brightest prospects to make their dreams of success a reality.
Well, SportsAid was created in 1976 and it has a unique role to focus on helping the next generation of talented athletes. These are guys where Bank of Mum and Dad are their only sponsors, and they've been recognised with having huge potential. And SportsAid's role is to back them and give them that opportunity to realise it. And you've got a chance to compete against them. So tonight we'll have some wheelchair basketball, 3v3. We've got some curling. We've got some table tennis. We've got some shadow boxing going on. So you're immersed in the reason you're here. It's all about sports and it's all about young people.
I've really been helped by SportsAid from a really young age, probably about 13, 14. I've probably been first affected. And that was through another charity called GLL, because SportsAid run GLL. They run Crystal Palace and I trained there. So being funded by them has been a great, great help. Their money was able to get me to like competitions and to buy kit and stuff like that. Probably the biggest challenge is either staying fit, staying focused, or being able to balance school, whatever sport you choose, and all other life's pressures.
We see the challenges and issues that young athletes face on a daily basis. Their number one barrier in progressing in their sport is access to cash and resources.
SportsAid's latest survey shows that the average annual cost of their sport has risen to more than £6,000. A typical SportsAid athlete spends at least 15 hours a week in training sessions, travelling over 150 miles to get to them. During the charity's Ones to Watch Awards, presented by Olympic champions Victoria Pendleton and Sir Stephen Redgrave, the nominees were able to reflect on the impact SportsAid has had on their journey so far.
The calibre of athletes who have been selected is amazing, and obviously have gone on to achieve what I dreamed to achieve in a couple of years' time. For my hard work to be seen by SportsAid and appreciated, it gives me all the motivation I need to get up early in the mornings and train in the cold, dark nights as well. It makes it slightly harder being up in Scotland, because obviously most of the competitions that I take part in are down in England with the GB trials. It's the day before competitions, I have to drive down and get the plane as well. So to have that fun, it makes a huge difference.
Would you welcome onto the stage, please, James Arnott.
All my work's been looked at over the past couple of years. It's just amazing really to see. I'm in the period of changing from junior to senior now. So that's a really big step up for me. So racing against people my age, now racing against people who are 20 plus years old, I think that's the biggest challenge for me, but I'm just trying to remain level-headed.
How important is London as a sporting city, do you think?
It's amazing. It's the heart for England. It's the heart of sport. It's the heart for rugby, football, even athletics. I'm a disability runner. And to see the recognition that that's got just from the London 2012 Olympics, I was just sat at home watching the anniversary games. At this point, I was kind of doing running, but I wasn't too sure whether to make up my mind. I don't want people to look back at their lives and say, oh, I wish I had the chance to do this. I'm doing what I'm doing now, so people don't get to that chance, and they're like, oh, I wish I did this, but they see me and they say, okay, because of him or because of her, I'm going to do this, and then they just achieve their dreams. Like, that's my ultimate goal. That's the big picture for me.
What SportsAid's role is to keep the focus on that next generation, so we don't forget about them and just think about today. We think about tomorrow too.